the hill itself has fantastic archaeological sort of like history. It goes right from the Neolithic period, you know, where they actually used to bury people, where they used to put them the bodies out to expose to the elements, and then they collect up the bones and put them inside a long barrow, which still exists up there on top of the hill. So that's about 5,000 years old. That's the oldest part, and then going through right through the Bronze Age, there are sort of burial mounds up there for that also. But the hill, when you see the hill from a distance, you see all these sort of like it looks like a sort of wedding cake type thing, and that's the sort of the ditch and ramparts that were built during the Iron Age period. And then there are other little things, like there was one or two little battles in the Civil War there. But as well as that, you've got I think more than half of the butterflies in Britain are found up there. They're rare orchids, plants of various sorts, things like glowworms.
So what will this, the National Trust buying it, what do you think it will do?
Well, I mean, it's physically to the hill, not that much, but because I think the fact that the National Trust have bought it there, that will raise the profile of the hill. So I should imagine it will raise awareness of the general public. And I mean, it's just a fantastic place, not so much just the archaeology and the nature, but it's like, it's, I mean, I said it was a bit like St. Paul's Cathedral. Not, of course, it looks anything like it, but you have that same, it's just a spiritual sort of feeling. It has a real presence about it, and it's a bit difficult to explain. It's a bit like a, it's almost like it's a sleeping giant, you know. It's got a sort of a real, almost a human presence about it, and you feel very sort of like almost humbled, as if you're like you're paying homage to it somehow.
Very special to you.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, and different times of the year, you know, like we're here, of course, in August, and everything, all the flowers are out and about, and the animals are doing, but, you know, right in the depths of sort of winter, it takes on a completely different character. But it's still sort of very special, despite the fact that it changes its sort of face throughout the year.
And what do you enjoy about working on it?
Well, I mean, it's just the sort of the peace and tranquility. I mean, like, when you get up on the hill there, you know, might have problems, financial problems or family problems or whatever like that. But all of these things somehow, they get smaller and smaller. And when you're on top there, it seems somehow to put them in the right place. They don't seem as big. They get smaller up there. And you just sort of feel, well, I feel a feeling of sort of peace and tranquility, really. It's, so it's worth a visit for all sorts of reasons.
So you feel quite excited about the National Trust buying it? Certainly raised its profile today.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's from the National Trust point of view, you know, to have a site that is so significant for natural reasons and archaeological reasons, it's definitely a good thing for it to acquire. But I think simply the fact that, you know, if you say National Trust, everybody knows who that is. So, I mean, like I was saying earlier on, that if I was to be entirely selfish, I wouldn't like people to know about it, because, it used to be sort of like a best-kept secret. But, if people are, sympathetic to nature and, archaeology and they like that sort of things, then it's certainly a place they'd love to visit.